Suzanne Cain. Dublin's Good Times. 98 FM.
1 week ago today, the public crowned their winner of the latest season of Big Brother. After 6 weeks, Ali emerged victorious, and this morning she joins us live to chat all about it. Ali, aka the Red Witch, welcome to 98 FM.
Hello, I'm so excited. Hi.
Good morning. And where are you joining us from, Ali?
I'm at home. I'm still in my pajamas, I'm afraid. Thank God it's radio.
Oh, yes. Look at you. Tell us, as the, you know, the new queen of Big Brother, how has the last week been for you? And has it all kind of settled in yet that you were crowned? It is a popularity contest. You were crowned the winner of Big Brother.
It hasn't sunk in yet. I'm still, like, I think in shock, just trying to catch people, been doing lots of kind of press interviews and stuff like that. So just trying to gather myself, but it's been really exciting. And yeah, I'm so pleased. I'm so grateful for people who kind of voted for me and kept me in. It's really exciting.
We loved you from the moment you went in. We talked about Big Brother, obviously with Brian, obviously being the Big Brother royalty.
Back in the day.
Back a million years ago. Before you were born, Ali, probably at this stage. But we talked about Big Brother every single day. We loved this episode of the show. Or sorry, every episode of the show, I should say. And on Friday night, it looked like you being crowned the queen of Big Brother, coming out, all looked like a massive whirlwind. So what did Saturday morning feel like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously coming out was a whirlwind. Like, I had to give myself a little pep talk before I went out, like crouched on the floor of the Big Brother house. And I was like, no, right, you've got to go out. You've got to say thank you, enjoy the moment. Or Big Brother was telling me to do the same thing as well. But yeah, Friday night, I didn't sleep at all. Like, I just couldn't. I was just buzzing. And then Saturday was just very chilled. I just went back to my sister's and, yeah, had a little reality check. They're bringing me back down to earth.
But no, get that moment. When you are the last person in that house, it's a very strange feeling. You've been there for 6 weeks, surrounded by these people. Some people you like, some people you don't like. There's been drama, there's been laughs, it's been very emotional. It is a very weird feeling, and not many of us get to experience being in the house by yourself.
Yeah, that was so strange. That was so weird. And because obviously always evictions, you're surrounded by people. But the Big Brother voice was talking to me the whole time, like giving me a pep talk to get me out the door and like to enjoy it. But it was very, very surreal. I think after Marcello left, I was just pacing around in circles. Yeah.
That was probably the relief of him gone.
So bye, Marcello.
Bye. I won. You didn't. Now, since leaving the house, spill the tea, Ali. Who have you been in contact with? Who's on the good list and who's on the naughty list?
Well, nobody's on the naughty list.
Good.
But there's obviously people that I haven't caught up with yet. The people that I have prioritised are lovely, lovely Days. Obviously, Winnie. Who's Winnie? Winnie's my dog. Lily. that was a slip. If she hears this, she's going to kill me. Dean as well. Martha. Yeah, I've been catching up with all of those. I've had FaceTimes with them every day. It's so weird being without them because obviously we only live together for a short amount of time. But I think we all really miss each other and we're like each other's sort of safety and security. So we've been like FaceTiming and keeping each other up to date with everything that's happening. So yeah, those are the people that I've been in contact with since I came out.
You mentioned Lily there, who was just, I think, I can't imagine, you were incredible friends to
so
Lily.
Patient.
And you know, you were amazing.
So
and
patient.
I love, like, as a fan of Big Brother, I loved Lily as a housemate and I just thought you were incredible with her. But I heard somewhere with the money you're planning to do something with Lily or for Lily. I don't know whether you're taking part in it.
I don't know if I'm taking part in it. I said that I would pay for her trip to Ibiza next year because she said that that was her like dream. That's what she would have the prize money. So obviously Lily's like, well, you're coming. And I'm kind of saying, well, yeah, maybe. But like, I think, you know, I've said in other interviews, like, I also kind of value my life. So would I just take a trip to Ibiza with Lily? God knows, but definitely I'll pay for her trip for her next summer.
Ali, I think ITVB are missing a trick.
Yeah, that's
Lily
a show.
And Ali take Ibiza.
That
I definitely watched that.
100% a show. I'd be fully invested.
Absolutely. Ali, have you watched any of the show back? Because obviously we know the show 24 hours in a day. This is an edited, you know, show. People need to be. Yeah. I think fans of the show forget that it's an edited version. These are, you know, real people, real housemates in the house. Yeah. Have you managed to watch it back? And if so, has it changed your perspective on anything that happened at the time watching the show?
Yeah, I mean, good question. I haven't watched it back yet, and I don't know if I'm going to. I haven't decided yet. I did watch the final. That's the only thing that I've seen so far. And obviously, I've had a debrief from my sister and my partner, and I've asked a few questions like, did they show this and did they show this? And they've kind of said, no. So obviously, it is edited. But they have 24 hours of a day to cut down in an hour. So it's not necessarily like a bad thing. But obviously, some of the context is missed at times from conversations, and they're trying to follow a storyline. So yeah, I haven't watched it. I've heard that like the first few weeks I get like a bit of a rough edit, but yeah, I don't know if I want to watch that or not, because I was in there kind of feeling it. So
do you know what though? We say this, and like we chatted about it so much on the show. Everything that you said, so from the right in the very beginning, everything that you said came to fruition, and the way you kind of had a gauge of people very much came to fruition. And I think maybe in the start, because people were like, oh, you know, is she, you know, rushing to a judgment on that? I don't think you did. I think you just had a really good gauge of people quite quickly. And I think that you articulated that quite well. You didn't do it in a nasty way. You didn't do it in a judgy way. You were just quite accurate, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess from my perspective, I had access to a lot more information than what was shown. Like, I said what I thought was right at the time. Definitely wasn't my intention to like be hurtful or spiteful to anybody. I was just saying what I thought, and I thought that's what we were supposed to do. So it is what it is, I guess.
No, I think you did it really well. I don't think you came across like, and in fairness, genuinely, because we watched it so much of it. I thought you were one of the most consistent housemates we've ever had on the show. I thought you were brilliant.
Oh, thank you. That's very reassuring.
Also, what's very reassuring is the public love you. Yes. The six of you in the final, you got over 50% of the vote. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, like I think it was really hard in the house because I felt so bad in the house sometimes. I just assumed that, you know, there was no one out there for me. Like, I didn't know what was getting aired. And out to, you know, just an absolute outpouring of like love and positivity and like incredible messages from people that, you know, said that I've helped them to identify their queerness or their neurodivergence, or I've helped them to explain it to their family, their partners, their parents. So that to me, like, that's something that I'm so proud of, and I'm so happy that that's the outcome of some of the show, given that obviously there's good and bad outcomes of the show, but like that, I can always take that away and just be like, yeah, good. There's, you know, people like me exist, and seemingly there's a lot of other people out there that, you know, something resonated in what they saw in me. So yeah, incredible. Big portion of the vote. Obviously, I have to be realistic about that. I think a few Lily voters might have swung my way in the end.
I think you won it.
Take the win, Ali.
Take the win.
Finally, we'll ask you here on 98FM, plans for the future?
Plans for the future. At the moment, I don't have any plans. I don't really do with myself, to be honest. I'm just kind of like along for the ride in my own life. I don't know what's happening, but I'm just trying to enjoy everything. You know, I've got a little sort of small party planned with like my close friends and family to kind of catch up with everyone. And that's about all I've got planned at the moment. Just enjoying life and trying to like come back down to earth and get used to not being on a camera 24 hours a day.
Oh, let me tell you, from my own experience, you will think you're wearing that microphone. You'll check the back of your pocket of your trousers. I did it for weeks. You'll think you're still wearing the microphone. Ali, thank you so much for joining us on 98FM. She is our big brother queen. Thank you, Ali.
Thank you so much, Ali.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.